Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. Powerful earthquake strike Venezuela back-to-back causing multiple building collapses. President declares state of emergency. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to begin three-day official visit to United Kingdom ahead of implementation of Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. U.S. federal judge bars Trump administration from implementing proof of citizenship requirement to vote. International Atomic Energy Agency to carry out inspections in Iran under the country's preliminary peace agreement with U.S. And in FIFA World Cup, Brazil, South Africa and Morocco advance to knockout stage. And now the news in detail. Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez has declared a state of emergency in the country as back-to-back earthquakes of magnitude 7.2 and 7.5 caused multiple buildings collapse in Caracas and surrounding areas this morning. Addressing the nation, Ms. Rodriguez announced the suspension of classes for students and non-essential activities until further notice. She also activated public and private health network in the most affected areas. Meanwhile, rescue operations are underway at several sites where large structures were collapsed after powerful shocks. Earlier, strong earthquake of magnitude 7.5 hit Yumare town in the state of Yaracu this morning. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, this earthquake was the second event in a doublet. It followed an earthquake of magnitude 7.2 in San Felipe. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sorrow over the devastation caused by the severe earthquakes in Venezuela. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended condolences to the government and the people of Venezuela, especially the families who lost their loved ones. He prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. He said, India stands in solidarity with all those affected and assured to extend all possible assistance. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will embark on a three-day official visit to London, United Kingdom today. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the visit comes ahead of the entry into force of the landmark India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement and the companion Double Contribution Convention on 15th of next month. More from our correspondent.
During the visit, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will hold high-level talks with the United Kingdom Secretary of State for Business and Trade Peter Kyle. The discussions will focus on key aspects of implementing the trade pact, including regulatory coordination, customs facilitation and tariff liberalization measures. The two sides will also review the operational roadmap for the Double Contribution Convention, which is expected to facilitate greater mobility of professionals and businesses between India and the UK. The talks will further cover market access in the services sector with Isani. This is Ankit Kumar for World News.
The first batch of 26 Indian traders is expected to enter the Chinese territory of Tibet through Lipu Lake Pass in Pithoragarh district of Uttarakhand tomorrow, marking the resumption of border trade after a gap of 6 years. According to the Dhachula administration in Pithoragarh district, the first batch of Indian traders will leave for the Taklakot market in Tibet tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Dhachula Subdivisional Magistrate and Trade Officer Ashish Joshi said that 26 trade passes have been issued in the first phase, including 17 traders and 9 assistants. A customs office has also been set up at Gunji to ensure the smooth conduct of trade. He said that more than 103 traders have applied for trade passes. In the second phase, another 25 traders will be granted permission. It may be recalled that the border trade between India and China was suspended in 2019-22 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Sakshi Singh, Dehradun.
India will host the 11th BRICS Energy Ministers meeting at Gurugram in Haryana from today under its BRICS Chairship 2026. The two-day meeting will focus on three key priorities: energy, security and sustainability, energy access and equity, and technology and innovation. Energy ministers and senior officials from all 11 BRICS member countries will participate in the two-day meeting to strengthen cooperation in key areas. India's BRICS chairship this year is guided by the theme Building for Resilience, Innovation, Cooperation and Sustainability. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. A federal judge has permanently barred President Donald Trump's administration from implementing most of his first executive order on elections, including a proposal requiring documentary proof of citizenship for voter registration. The ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Denise Casper in Boston effectively converts a preliminary injunction she issued a year ago, in which he temporarily blocked many of Trump's efforts to overhaul elections into a permanent ban. Judge Casper ruled that the Constitution gives states and Congress, not the president, the authority to regulate elections, adding that Trump's requirements violated the separation of powers. U.S. President Donald Trump today kicked off the Great American State Fair in Washington to celebrate America's 250th birthday. Addressing a rally at the National Mall, Mr. Trump said that the 16-day fair will last till 10th of July, showcasing all 56 states and territories of the United States. He called this fair as the most unforgettable birthday party any country has ever seen. International Atomic Energy Agency has said that it will carry out inspections in Iran under the country's preliminary peace agreement with the U.S. Talking to reporters in Japan, Director General of IAEA Rafael Grossi said they will be working on modalities, dates, procedures, places very soon.
We will be working on the modalities, dates, procedures, places very soon. The inspections will indeed take place. Of course, this will be done in collaboration and in cooperation with the government of Iran, and I have no doubt that we are going to be able to do that.
However, Iran's deputy foreign minister said access to its damaged nuclear facilities and nuclear material would only be addressed within the framework of final deal with the U.S. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has once again stated that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. Addressing a rally at the National Mall in Washington, Mr. Trump called his agreement with Iran historic and said there will be peace in the West Asia region.
And last week we signed a historic agreement to end the conflict with Iran, fully open the Strait of Hormuz, and accomplish what no president has ever been able to accomplish before. Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. That's done. And thanks to the power and skill of the United States Armed Forces, today Iran has no Navy, no Air Force, no anti-aircraft capacity.
Israel Defense Forces, IDF, are continuing their military operations against Hamas. The IDF informed that the Israeli Air Force struck in southern Gaza Strip earlier this week, eliminating Akram Muhammad Mehmoud Abu Mazi, a member in Hamas's military wing, who infiltrated Israel during the October 7 massacre. IDF alleged that Abu Mazi operated to restore Hamas's capabilities and advanced terror attacks against IDF troops and Israeli civilians. Earlier, IDF struck two armed Hezbollah militants in the area of Ali al-Tahir Ridge near the security zone. Zimbabwe's Senate has approved constitutional amendments that would remove direct presidential elections, delay the next one, and extend the tenure of the country's 83-year-old leader, whose signature is the final step for them to become law. On to sports. In FIFA World Cup, Brazil, South Africa, Mexico and Morocco have advanced to knockout stage, winning their respective matches today. South Africa have advanced to the knockout phase for the first time with a 1-0 victory over South Korea in Monterrey this morning. Mexico defeated Czech Republic 3-0 to win all three of its World Cup group stage matches for the first time in Mexico City this morning. Morocco stormed into the knockout rounds, beating Haiti 4-2 in an entertaining Group C clash in Atlanta this morning. Earlier, Vinicius Junior's two goals helped five-time World Cup champion Brazil beat Scotland 3-0 in Miami. Earlier today, Ruben Vargas and Johan Manzabi scored to guide Switzerland to a 2-1 victory over Canada in their Group B match in Vancouver. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Powerful earthquakes strike Venezuela back-to-back, causing multiple building collapses. President declares state of emergency. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal to begin 3-day official visit to United Kingdom ahead of implementation of comprehensive economic and trade agreement. U.S. federal judge bars Trump administration from implementing proof of citizenship requirement to vote. International Atomic Energy Agency to carry out inspections in Iran under the country's preliminary peace agreement with U.S. And in FIFA World Cup, Brazil, South Africa and Morocco advance to knockout stage. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.